How do you get volunteers of all ages to participate in a conservation science project on cold, windy nights for hours at a time? The promise of really cute owls. For our series, Wild PA, Andy Cubis spent a couple of really chilly nights with a team of volunteers at Project OwlNet.
Does it matter if I use the broken or the uncut?
So I'm Bob Mulvihill, ornithologist at the National Aviary. I'm out here at Sewickley Heights Borough Park to try to measure the migration of the northern saw-whet owl.
Have you ever seen a saw-whet owl? If you see one in person, you're going to fall in love with them. 3 inches tall, maybe. 2 to 3 ounces in weight. Just cute. Absolutely cute. So, name is Joe Lee. I'm a birder, a mushroomer, a nature type guy. I've been here maybe 6 or 8 times.
Well, you can move over that way some, because that's going to be the turn and you'll go 2 nets.
I follow the guidelines of Project OwlNet, which is a more or less organized, more or less consistently formatted project. This is done by erecting mist nets and putting a collar that broadcasts loudly the bird's advertising call, which is actually a monotonous string of toots, and then just waiting.
Okay, my name is Sue Ralston, and I'm out here because I love the owls. We'll walk up there every, I want to say like 40 minutes. We got them check the nets. And then if there is an owl up there, we bring it down here. Bandit takes the data, and we can get a little pet in. And and it's just awesome to see it.
My name is Doug Consolo. The first 10 nights we were here, we caught no owls. It was brutal cold. Then we moved the nets, brought them closer, and we changed the call. And lo and behold, one of the owls was in the net. The oohs and ahs and tears just were everywhere. It was just that special. That owl was just the cutest thing ever, and soft.
The pure joy that people experience in being close to this kind of a research project. Sometimes I pick a child out of the crowd and that child becomes the tree, and I perch the owl on that child's arm, and then the owl releases from the child's arm.
Just like that. Say, my name is Alina.
Alina Margaret Sakura. I'm 6 and a half.
I've actually released one on this arm, I think. And my mom and me had to hold up my arm because the owl didn't want to leave. And finally, my mom gave it a little nudge and it went away. They have really sharp nails.
Well, it looks like it's midnight. Let's go do the last check.
When people come out here, it's a grand adventure. We just line them up. They have their headlamps on. We go marching out. If we catch an owl, that makes for the best possible night. So, and it only takes one owl. One owl makes for a lot of happy folks.
Anything, Vic?
No owls.
We have gone from knowing absolutely zero about the status of the northern saw-whet owl in Allegheny County to knowing that they are regular fall migrants, and urban green spaces like our parks can be important to something like a species of owl that nests in the remote boreal forests of Canada and all the way as far west as Alaska, I think is a good thing to find out.
I'm going to miss coming out in the woods at night. It's pretty neat, especially when you find owls.
Birds migrating north in the spring tend to move more rapidly. They're more urgent. Could be that they are flying over, but they don't have time to waste coming down to investigate a call when they know they've got hundreds of miles farther north to go. The owls are free to go. They're free to pass through now.
That audio postcard about the National Aviary's Project OwlNet was produced by Andy Cubis. Their project of banding migrating northern saw-whet owls will start back up again in the fall.
All right, until we all meet again.
For more stories in the Wild PA series, head to our website, alleghenyfront.org.